Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to begin the seventh parak of Maseches Gittin, and we're going to talk about people who are lacking das and their role in giving a get. If someone had some type of mental impairment called kordiakos, it meant that the Bartanu explains over here, it means that there's a certain demon that comes over someone who drinks new wine and he gets all confused. So someone has that confusion. And he says, write a get for my wife. Lo amar klum. He didn't accomplish anything. And if they wrote a get, it is not a kosher get, because if he's not a bardas, then we cannot follow any of his instructions. They're not binding. Amar kis will get lishti, but if the husband said, write a get for my wife while he was of sane mind, and then vachzach, and then he had this mental impairment, and he said, don't write the get, then we still write the get, because his last statement was made when he wasn't really with it. Nishtatek, if the husband became mute and he's unable to talk, and we say, hey, do you want us to write a get for your wife? And he nods yes. So both can also shalosh pavim. We have to make sure that he understands what we're saying by asking him other questions. So we say, you know, is the sky blue? Is the grass green? You know, we ask him other things to make sure that he understands what we're asking him, so we can know that Imamar Alav Lav, if he says no to the questions, that the answer should be no. Is the sky green? Is the grass blue? Right? Val Hain Hain, and he says yes to the questions that should be yes, so then we could assume he knows what he's talking about. Then they can write the get and give the get, even though all he did was nod. So now the Mishnah tells us that Amrulo, if people said to him, Nichtov get lishcha, should we write a get for your wife? Va'amrulam ksovu. And he said, yeah, write it. I mean, we're not talking about the mute guy anymore. We're talking about just a regular guy. It's a regular guy who's about to embark on something dangerous or something like that. So we have a reason to believe that he's going to want to write a get to his wife. He doesn't have any children. He wants to avoid a Yibum situation. So people say, you're an astronaut. You're going to the moon. Do you want us to write a get for your wife? And he says, Ksovu, write the get. Amrul Sofer Vakasav. And then instead of writing the get as they were instructed to do, they hired a sofer to write the get. Ul Edim Chasmu. And they told other people to be witnesses that signed the get. Zaval Bishak Savu Vachasmuhu. Even though it was written and it was signed, Vinasnuhulo. And they gave it to the husband, Vachasmu Vasanullah. And the husband then turned around and used that get to give to his wife. Hare get batal. The get is not a valid get because these shluchim were not authorized to hire other people to write it and to sign it. Ad sheyomer l'sofer ksov, if it's going to be a kosher get, the husband has to tell the sofer himself, write the get, ule'edim chasomu, and he has to tell the witnesses to sign the get. And since in this case they were not authorized by the husband, the whole get is an invalid get. So let's review what we learned today. The first two mishnayos of the seventh parak. So Mishnah Aleph, we said that if a person is mentally unstable and instructs to write a get for his wife, we ignore that. But if he says, write a get for my wife when he's sane, and then he becomes mentally unstable and says, don't write the get, we ignore his second statement. If a person is mute and they say, should we write a get for your wife? And he nods yes, we just have to make sure he understands what we're saying by testing him three times with a series of questions. In Mishnah Beis, we said that if they ask a guy, you know, before you go on that spaceship to the moon, do you want us to write a get for your wife? And he says, write it. And then they ask other people to write it and to sign it. So even though they then give it to the husband and he turns around and gives it to his wife, it is not a valid get because they need to be instructed by the husband himself. Okay, but from tomorrow, we'll pick up with Perek Zayin, Mishnah Gimel.